Namanda, vutsu namanda, vutsu namanda, vutsu namanda, vutsu namanda, vutsu namanda, vutsu namanda.
I'll begin this morning by reading a passage from the writings of Vasubandhu and Tanluan. This is something that's quoted by Shinran in his True Teaching Practice and Realization, and it talks about the nature of birth and death. Shinran Chonin no Donran Daishi kara inyou suru umareru koto to shinu koto ni tsuite no kotoba de gozaimasu. I invite you to join me in Gassho. Gassho. What ordinary people see, such as sentient beings, which they conceive as real, or the acts of being born and dying, which they view as real, is ultimately non-existent, like imaginary tortoise fur, or like empty space. Since all things are born from causal conditions, they are actually unborn, that is, non-existent, like empty space. Bonbu ga kangaeteru jittai toshite no shouji no yōna bonbu ga jittai to omoi 考えているような衆生の生じというものは本来存在しない。それは亀についてもう見誤った亀の刑というようなものであって実体がなく航空のようだということである。あらゆるものは因縁によって生じるのであるから もとより実体として生じるものではなく、そういうに実体のないことが改めて航空のあるものというのであると。ナマンダブツ。Good morning, everyone. 皆さん、 おはようございます。Wonderful to see all of you here this week, and most of you won't have to bake any chicken or make any sushi today, so really appreciated all of your hard work last week at the Obento sale, and we were particularly pleased because all the bentos were picked up by 3:30, so we're very, very grateful for how smoothly everything went. 先週のお弁当の手伝いをした方々は本当にありがとうございました。おかげさまで3時半まで全部の弁当が取っていただいて、本当に素晴らしい弁当の販売でした。So, this week I'm very happy that my parents are joining us. They're visiting here from Minnesota. They're here with us. So I hope you'll have a chance to speak with them. Later today. The other day, my father and I went for a hike in the Big Basin area. I'd never been down there. It's a long drive. It's a long and windy drive, if any of you have ever been down there. But we really enjoyed a nice hike. And while we were there, we were talking about different things. And, you know, I was sort of reflecting on, you know, my own childhood and talking to my dad about my own experience as a parent and some of the challenges you face trying to get your children to cooperate with you, trying to get your children to do what you say. You know, people often see us with our two adorable children running around and come up to us and say, oh, this is the best time. これがいい時ですよね。これが一番いい時。と何回も聞いたことありますね。So they're cute, they're fun, especially, you know, when they're running around. Bedtime, let's go to bed. No, we want to read another book. We want to watch TV. They're not always cooperative. And so, you know, sometimes you question your own parenting, right? Is there something I need to be doing to get my kids to listen to me? まあ、たまに子育ての時に自分のやり方が間違ってるから、子供が話を聞かないと自分を疑うことがありますね。 で、どうすればいいかと、まあ、なんかした方がいいかなと思って。So I was talking to my father about this, and he gave me some wonderful, sort of fatherly wisdom. He shared his own experience. And, you know, of course, I think, well, as a child, I always listened to everything my parents said. I was a good kid, right?まあ、私子供の時全部話を聞いたでしょ。My dad says, no, you didn't always listen. In fact,once I actually asked your pediatrician if there was something wrong with your ears. But maybe you had a hearing problem. The pediatrician assured him that, no, my hearing was fine, that selective hearing is a common ailment that in young children.そして、まあ、耳がなんか問題があるかと父が疑って、小児科に聞いて、いや、耳が大丈夫ですけど、子供は、話を聞かないのは普通です。And I think, perhaps selective hearing is something some of us, experience throughout our lives. まあ、こういう話を聞かないことは続くこともありますね。I think certain situations in life make it worse. One of those being marriage.まあ、たまにもう結婚したらこの耳を聞かないこともう症状がなかなか出ることがありますね。So, as I was thinking about this experience, I recalled, something that Professor Naito said when he was giving his talk, last month at our Nembutsu seminar. He was talking about how, people often go up to, young people, young newlywed couples, and say, oh, this is the best time of your marriage, you know, which implies that it's only going to go downhill from here, right? まあ、よく人が結婚したら、その新婚の、カップルに、あ、これがいい時ですよね。というのはどんどん悪くなっていくという意味ですね。Or, you know, say that to young children, you know, enjoy it now, because this is the best time, you know, this is the funnest time.And it's interesting because we often have an association of, you know, older people saying this to younger people, people who've gone off and started their careers saying this to college students, people who've been married for 30 years saying this to newlywed couples. But Naito Sensei pointed out that he had once heard of a third grade student who was talking about the good old days in kindergarten, all the things we used to do and the fun we used to have, right?まあこういうお年寄りじゃなくてもう小学生はもう保育園が楽しかったとかという懐かしい思い出があるということですね。So sometimes we have a difficult time, you know, appreciating our situation, and we have this tendency that, you know, as we get older, things get worse. You know, that's, I think that's a very strong idea in our culture that youth is wonderful, that the youthful life, the experience of children,The experience of young people is a lot of fun, and that as you get older, life becomes less enjoyable. That's kind of, I think that's something that, a message that we get sometimes. まあ人生が年を取ると人生が楽しくなくなるですね。And it's true that, you know, there are certain difficulties that we face as we age. You know, we have different parts of our body don't work as well as they used to. Maybe we feel a little more sore when we get out of bed in the morning, or, you know, we don't see as well, we don't hear as well. But Naito Sensei also pointed out that there are many things that we can come to truly and more fully appreciate as we have the years of experience, as we mature. Naito Sensei was talking about how, you know, he's, as he... entered his seventh decade as he came into his, coming into his 70s, that there are many things that he really appreciates. You know, he says, you know, he's been married for many, many years to his wife, and there are many aspects of their marriage, the deep understanding and deep appreciation for one another that have come through spending years together, living together. そしてまあ長年結婚したら、長年歳を取ったら、こういう初めて見えることができるところもありますね。結婚の相手となかなか深く理解できることもできますね。時間が進むとですね。So aging is one of the four sufferings that are identified by the Buddha. The others are birth, aging, illness, and death. These are four things that we all experience, and four things that are terrifying experiences.For all of us, you know, we think, well, birth, what's so bad about birth? You know, what do babies do when they're born? They scream, right? They scream and cry. It's not a, it's frightening experience. Same with being, becoming older, same with getting old. They can be very frightening and unsettling experience. まあ、あの、生まれるときは赤ちゃんが怖いですね。だから泣く。そして、あの、まあ、年を取ると病気になったり、あの、死ぬことは、これはみんな怖いことですね、基本的に。And why are these things frightening? Often because we don't know. We're going into the unknown. Think of a baby coming out of its mother's womb. It's very comfortable. And then it comes out into this strange, noisy, bright, cold world. As we become ill, we don't know sometimes when we're going to get better, if we're going to get better. It can be very, very frightening. Same with aging. You know, we don't know how much weaker we're going to become. Death, surely, none of us know what's going to happen. None of us have experienced that for ourselves, right? We don't have any personal experience of that. And so sometimes to face things that are unknown, things we haven't experienced before, can be scary. But there can also be positive sides to all of these experiences. When we become sick, oftentimes people take care of us, right? If you get a cold, if you get the flu, mom and dad will make some chicken soup or some okayu and take care of you. And you realize that I have someone here who's caring for me, who's taking care of me. As we get older, we have a deepened appreciation for many things. People come and we can often become close with our families through the caring for each other. And we realize that we're not alone, that we have people there to support us. In the end of life, we don't know what happens then, right? We don't know what it could be. But if we look at all these other aspects of our life, we find that there is something positive, that there can be some wonderful side to all of these experiences. Now, none of us knows what will happen when we die through our own experience. You know, we hear about people who've had these near-death experiences, right? Their heart stopped beating for a few minutes, and then they were resuscitated. You know, they could say, well, I was dead for 5 minutes, right? Sometimes you hear people say things like that. But in the Buddhist understanding, death is not just a physical thing. It's not about what your body's doing. If you return, if you come back, and you're the same person you were before, you have the same the same voice, the same body starts moving, then you didn't die from a Buddhist perspective, because this life continues. It's when you're gone and you don't come back at all. That, from the Buddhist perspective, is when you have truly died. That's the meaning of death in this body from Buddhism, in Buddhism. And none of us know what that's going to be like. So what do we do to find out some sense, to get some idea about that? We turn to the teachings of the Buddha, the one who truly understood this great matter of birth and death. まあ死ぬことが怖いですね。どうなるかわからないんですね。自分の経験によって。まあ死にかけた人とか、心臓がまあ何分間止まったとか、死んだとか、でまた生き返った。でも仏教の中ではそれは生き返ったじゃなくてまだ死んでないですね。死ぬというのはもう死んで帰ってこないという意味ですね。で、まあ、死ぬのが怖いと思ってたら、じゃあどこでそれについての情報があるんですね。まあ、仏様が生まれることと死ぬことの全てを分かった方として、それの教えを説かれたと言われますね。In the passage that I read at the start of my talk, it said that normal people, they talk about birth and death. They think people are born and people die, and they just look at what they can see. He says something very interesting. He said, it's like if you look at a pond and you see a turtle. Has anyone here ever seen a turtle in a pond before? We had one behind our house the other day. And sometimes moss will grow on the back of a turtle. And moss sometimes looks like hair, right? So if you saw a turtle with hair on its back, you could look at that and say, wow, I've discovered a new species. I've discovered the first California hairy turtle, right? まあその亀が一気に毛が背中にできたら見たら、ああこれが私が発見した新しい亀の種類ですね。亀の毛がついてる亀ですね。However, if you were able to truly look at that turtle up close, you'd see, oh, that's moss on its back. That's moss on its back. You could see what it really was. And as Naito Sensei pointed out to us in his talks, that the purpose of the Buddha's teachings is to see things as they really are. To be able to see that that's moss on the turtle, that it's not a hairy turtle. And so our way of looking at death from the Buddhist perspective is the same way. Someone who dies, we don't see them physically anymore, so we think, oh, they're gone. They're gone, they've disappeared. There's nothing left of them. And that's just what we see with our limited way of thinking. But the Buddha encourages us to look more closely to see what is really happening. We see that when people are gone, they're not completely vanished, but they're still very much part of our lives. We say that they're still dwelling with us in this world. We say they've gone forth to the pure land of Amida Buddha, where they become one with the Buddha, where they become immeasurable peace and bliss. Peace and bliss. And they become a presence of immeasurable wisdom and kindness in our lives. So the way we understand this is that all of the suffering, all the pain and the hard times, that all ends. But there's something that remains in our lives, right? If you think about someone you know, I think we all know someone who's passed away, someone we were close to, maybe a grandparent or a parent or even a close friend. We think about that person, they're still part of our lives, right? There are things that they taught us. There are kind things that they did for us. And those things are still part of who we are. The kind things, those are kindness, compassion. The lessons they taught us, that's wisdom. Wisdom. So they've become immeasurable wisdom, immeasurable compassion, because even though their body's gone, it's still there. And then we share that with somebody else, and that continues on forever. Never ends. Never ends. And that change that takes place, we call that birth in the Pure Land. That's the way we talk about it. Talk about it as going forth to dwell with Amida Buddha, to be with Amida Buddha. Amida Buddha is the Buddha of immeasurable wisdom and kindness. And so we use this language, this way of talking about our experience to understand what is real and true and what goes beyond what we can just see with our own limited and very narrow vision. して、まあ、死というのは大きな変更ですね。大きな変更ですね。というのは、その方の姿が見えなくなったんですね。で、見えなくなるから、じゃあ存在が終わったと思ってしまうんですね。でも、厳密に考えたら、本当の姿を見たら、存在がなくなったというよりは、形が変えたね。目が見える形から、目が見えない形になって、優しいことをしていただいたことは、それは慈悲となった。教えて、正しいことを教えていただいたことは、それは知恵となって。そういう意味で、こういうお浄土に往生した方々は、知恵と慈悲となって、また私たちのところに働きかけることができますね。So as we reflect on all of these changes that we go through in life,we realize that nothing needs to be feared. There are things that are unpleasant and perhaps should be avoided, but nothing needs to be feared. Because when we have the clear vision of the Buddha, even the most frightening thing, death in life, can be faced with calm and peace of mind. まあ、仏様の御教えがあったら、最も怖いこと、死ぬことが、心安らかに迎え開けることができます。We receive this comfort in the teachings of the Buddha, and we receive it in the Nembutsu, the words Namo Amida Butsu.
これは仏様の御教えと Namo Amida Butsu の念仏の安心をいただくことでございます。
Invite you to join me in Gassho. Gassho.
Namo Amida Butsu. Namo Amida Butsu. Namo Amida Butsu. Namanda Butsu. Namanda Butsu. Namanda Butsu.
Yeah.